The new year is almost here, and if you're looking to shed off some holiday pounds before beak season, well, look no further and head on down to Slight Edge Fitness Performance, located at 101 French Avenue in Braintree, Massachusetts. Owned and operated by our guy, Quincy legend, Craig Kelly. You will be assured that you are getting the best training around. They believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training and have been leading the charge at their state-of-the-art fitness facility since 2020. Their staff is actively enriching the lives of members and creating a community of like-minded people who love being healthy and strong. They are helping you to get in shape and teaching you how to maintain your health and fitness. Group fitness classes as well as one-on-one personal training sessions are available. Make sure to visit slightedgefit.com and also follow them on Instagram at slightedgefitness and set up a consultation today. If you're looking to get back in shape or trying to get a slight edge on the competition, this gym is for you. Check out Slight Edge Fitness and Performance, located at 101 French Avenue in Braintree, Massachusetts, and tell them the boys from Steel and Nas sent you. Episode 142, back from the bye week. Welcome to Steel and Nas, presented by Hedge Better here. I got Steel and Magic to my right here. Yep. What's up, boys?
Let's fucking go.
How are we feeling? Are we feeling a little slobby?
Feisty. Guatemalan coffee.
Oh, well, good. Big ass. Good plug there. You know, big ass. There we go. Yeah, new podcast here rolling in here. I don't know the exact name, but
who knows? Good for them. They're talking about things.
Big things to come from Hedge Better. Big things.
Want to give a shout out to our sponsors, Slight Edge Fitness and Performance, 101 French Avenue, Braintree, Mass, Craig Kelly, Elite. Also, big shout out to Patrick Jay Foley from the law offices there. I think he had a big Tom Coke night at Brick and Beam. That might have been tonight, actually.
Yeah, I think it's happening now.
Yeah, I saw some pictures. Looked like he was ready to run through a wall for a guy. So
we should head there right after this.
Yeah. I'm not a big like politics guy, but it's got to be somewhere in November. Do the right thing. Reelect your mayor. Yeah. Get Tom Coke in there.
Friend of the pod.
Who's running against him?
Ann Mahoney is, she's like a long time school committee. Good Quincy girl.
Fuck her.
Yeah.
I'm sure people really want Magic's political case. I'm sure, let's move on.
I'm not even a Quincy resident, so. At this point.
Until you are again.
Yeah, fair. I want Coke.
Print the shirt.
Didn't you say that at the pub last week? A lot of things on the horizon tonight. I mean, the Patriots suck. I didn't really want to talk about it too much, but it seems like Magic Mike wants that to be the lead. Bruins open up with a 2-game winning streak to start the season. Celtics start next week. We'll give you a little bit of a preview. We've got our week 7 picks. MLB Championship Series at you now. Texas just took it 2-0 in that series, and Philly and Arizona starts it tonight. And then UFC 2-9, like stacked.
Big week.
Stacked week.
Huge week.
Probably the best main co-main event in the history of, like, maybe if you could think of like a McGregor
when's fight night
card, but Saturday afternoon.
At 2. Main card at 2.
You got Islam versus Volkanovski. What's that, the second time they fought? And Usman versus Khamzat, and Usman's like a +300 dog, which he's never been like that in his career.
Ever. I don't think you can anywhere close saying, to that.
Khamzat Chimaev is how good he is, you know.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see is right.
Yeah.
We'll get there, but we got a lead with, you know, I can't bury it. Mac Jones.
Oh, he's you been, can bury
it. He's trying buried. To hide. That's actually what this is. Everything. You're trying
this
to
is a burial. This is a burial. Burn the hat.
Yeah, so you know, we took a week off after, you know, the Saints shit stomping. We went to the game.
Yeah, I paid let to me go
lead
to that, this one. So
lead off. All
right. Well, actually, I'll let you. You definitely can't lead the way. Anyone but you can lead it. Steele can lead it. He was at the game. Why don't you describe that game?
$200 to go to Adam's birthday at the fucking. Oh, it was terrible. Then they lost 34-0. I think I left at halftime.
I didn't see.
I did left early. Definitely. Yeah, early. I don't think it was exactly
like
halftime.
Left to go out and tailgate or.
Like just fire left. Back up the grill and okay, like yeah. No, the smart day didn't move. End. The day didn't end, but the game ended.
I know
ended
it didn't
for
end. I saw you later that night.
No, that was all time worst game because at least like the Dallas game, you're like, all right, Dallas is pretty good, whatever. The Saints coming in, you're like, all right, this is a game they can win, similar to you know what happened against the Raiders.
Oh my!
But
what do you mean game they can win? I don't think they want to win anymore. I think they're tanking.
But going into the game, it's pretty much an even payout betting on the Saints or Pats, and the Saints won by 34.
Like, that why? Was surprising. Want to know why?
Because the Patriots suck.
Yes.
But like,
more analysis to that. Obviously, it's
no analysis needed. None needed.
I think there's some needed.
You can't lose 34-0. They're fucking garbage. No one wants to hear the analysis on them. They hate the team.
Let's go into last, like the game that just happened, because the other game, there is no need for analysis.
Throw that out the window.
Suck.
Yeah. Throw that out the window.
You're done.
But the Patriots game itself, like them dressing Malik Cunningham, didn't really play much. Mac Jones was finally getting on his ways until he threw that pick. Like, was that late in the second quarter there?
Yeah.
He had Henry wide open, airmailed him.
Horrifically bad pass.
And I just don't, like, I get the whole, there's no one, like, that's any better than him. Well, how about we just see that? Like, can we see if someone's better than him? You see, like, all these other teams putting out, even, who was it, like, Gardner Minshew coming in for Anthony Richardson, getting the job done. Teams around the league. Throwing anybody else. Let's see if it works. He might not even be a better player, like Will Greer, Bailey Zappi, even Malik Cunningham, putting him in. There might not be a better player, but they could fit the system better. They could just have, better vibes.
Change the system a bit.
Mac Jones is a fourth grade schoolgirl in terms of confidence right now. She has no chance with any of the guys.
He's all done. Yeah, none. Absolutely toast.
It's tough to see because you take him 15th overall a couple years ago, has a good rookie season, takes a step back with, a quote-unquote bad offensive coordinator, but maybe it was just him. And now you have someone where there's no excuse.
I can't even believe we're talking.
I saw a stat today. The Red Sox are outscoring the Patriots in the month of October.
Let's go.
Played one game.
Let's go. I don't think we should even say his name anymore. I didn't think we were really going to talk about him. I call him he who shall not be named. You burned his jersey 2 weeks ago. He is dead. That man is dead. He's a dead man on the field.
But I said
if they want to throw him out there, that's their problem.
I said we're going to lead with Bruins, and you said you wanted to lead with Mac Jones.
We're not talking about Mac. We're not giving him even a slight compliment. You're throwing him compliments. He's not dead to you.
What compliment did I just say?
You said he was doing pretty good till he threw in a peck yesterday.
Like he held in there.
I don't give a fuck if he has the best game of his life. He's dead. He's dead. He can't win. He can't win next week. He can't win ever again. Yeah. He can't win in the NFL. His career is done.
Does Mac Jones win another game starting in
the
NFL?
I don't think that matters.
Why does it matter? He killed himself. Kind of matters. What, he's dead?
He is dead. When that jersey lit on fire, that was official death.
I'm just on to new and better pastures in the Boston Bruins and the Boston Celtics. We'll see how that goes. Also bandwagoning the Texas Rangers. Pretty good stuff so far. But the Patriots, Mac Jones, obviously awful.
He just doesn't get out of time. You haven't buried them yet. But still giving them time. This isn't the time. But I didn't mean to lead with them to be like, but yeah, the Patriots, next week you're going to be okay.
No, we're not going to bounce back.
Who are they playing next week? Who are they playing?
The Bills.
The Bills, they're done.
Done. Toast. Fucking toast. When's the easy games? Oh, they already blew those ones.
I mean, the Saints should have been easy. The Texans.
They'll probably beat the Saints. They'll probably beat the Bills.
The Bills had a tough time the other night against the Giants. I mean, I'm not saying that we still have a chance, but like, goddamn. Yeah, it's so tough to see.
But deep down, you think there is still a chance.
Nah,
I hear the hope in your voice.
No, that's the fan.
There's hope in your voice.
That's the fan in me. That's the fan in me. It's a fan.
Like a couple weeks ago, I was talking shit about Mac and the Patriots, hoping they'd be dead. I can sit here confidently and know that they are so dead. I mean, everyone in the NFL knows they're dead.
Devontae Parker should have caught that ball yesterday.
Oh, yeah, who cares? Who cares?
Their defense. Outside of Kendrick Bourne. He was great yesterday.
Yeah, he was great. Defense has played good.
Decent.
Pretty good for having absolutely nobody now because they lost their top two guys on defense. If we're going to talk about the Patriots here, we got to talk about it a little bit.
They lost the most good. He had a tough penalty, but Hunter Henry on some of the penalties he got. I think it was two holding.
Yeah,
one took back brutal. The Zeke touchdown.
Did you guys bother watching the game yesterday? You did, didn't you?
I didn't run to my TV, but I eventually caught like the second quarter throughout the rest of the game. But that's a lot for me. Like I need to be usually glued
usually
in front of
you're
it.
Glued
usually
in.
I'm glued.
Still pretty glued in. Three quarters is pretty glued
in. I watched the whole thing, so it was pretty glued in. But
where?
I didn't expect
where
much.
Where were you watching?
The Irish pub. Okay.
But like Jimmy,
that's fair then. I mean, that's fair.
So predictable on the former Patriots, now Raiders side. Jimmy G gets hurt at halftime. Brian Hoyer comes in, actually plays kind of well, and then completely falls off. That was an easy, that was a very winnable game.
I almost, because I knew it was going to suck losing to Josh McDaniels and Jimmy G. When they brought in fucking Hoyer, I was like, get out of here. I have to watch us lose to Brian Hoyer. I was like, that's what I was like. I don't know. I'm going to get out of here.
So right now, they're like in the bottom five right now looking for a draft pick. Didn't help that Caleb Williams did not look good against Notre Dame. That's a little side note there if you're looking for draft picks next
year. Notre Dame looked great, though.
They did. They looked very good.
No, this is troubling. I mean, you guys are looking for draft picks. That ain't going to help you. This franchise is fucking dead. It's truly dead.
You know what helps that?
Draft picks. No.
Yeah. Yep. No, that's like how you,
that's
like,
how you get do it. It's Bill now. Bill's dead. Everyone's dead. It's a fucking ghost town.
Is that all you have to say besides they're dead?
Corpses.
That's all you got to say.
I said it was going to be a funeral. We took a bye week. They got even more buried. They're 12 feet under the ground. They definitely
didn't get more buried.
Yeah, they did.
No, whoever got buried is people that had the spread and that safety. Yeah. Those people are
good
dead.
Luck with that.
Those people.
If you're even touching Patriots games for betting,
you're a moron.
Yeah, I mean, what a cover.
I took Vegas yesterday.
Yeah, what a cover. What a cover.
I took them to win.
Well, if you bet against them, sure.
What did you win? Like $5, dude?
No. It was like 2-point spread. Because I think I put in a parlay. It was like -160. Like, that's not bad.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. Fucking mix it in.
It hurt him to do it, though.
It did hurt to do it, but I knew it was the right thing to do. I knew it was the right thing to do.
Still hurt down bad,
it still hurt him. That's why he's not dead. They haven't killed you enough yet.
And Jacoby Myers balled out for the Raiders.
He did.
Looks like we're missing him, huh?
A little bit.
We're missing a lot of things.
Yep.
A lot of things.
And
how cheap are tickets these days?
They're probably getting cheaper by the second.
Yeah.
By the second.
Yeah, I would say that the next year.
Also, a little side note, Tom Brady is like trying to be a minority owner of the Raiders. He might have got a win yesterday instead of the Pats.
Yeah.
You know?
That's not fair.
I'm just throwing absolute shade.
Tom's a winner in the breakup, has been for a long time. He can't do no wrong. We can't do no right.
But you get the Bills and then you get the Dolphins next. Dunzo. You're probably gonna be 1-7.
1-7.
That's
What's the rest of the schedule? Let's go a little deeper. I want to see how bad it really is.
Winnable ones after that.
They ain't winning either of those games.
No, there's
winnable ones after that. But like I thought, to your point, Magic, I thought the Raiders and the Saints were both winnable games. They got the Commanders, Colts in Germany. That's Minshew. That's Minshew season. Like we're in trouble.
Minshew in Germany.
Giants tough. Chargers good team. Steelers, Chiefs, Broncos, Bills. I mean, five wins max. Five wins. I took the over under at I had 6.5. I don't think it's gonna hit.
No.
Yeah. I don't think it's gonna hit. I would say it's not gonna hit. It's tough.
Yeah, because you got Bills twice. Rodgers looks like he might be fucking.
I looked
back
at the schedule before the Cowboys game and I said if they win the Cowboys game, they can win 10 or 11 games. And then I don't even know why I said that. It might be my fault. I'm gonna jinx it.
Yeah,
you're involved in some of this voodoo. I don't know. Did Mac? He never got taken out yesterday. He played the whole game. That's surprising to me.
Besides that pick, he's just like I said. He's a little schoolgirl. He's afraid to make the big play. That interception, he should have been put down.
Was that passing to whoever the fuck Devontae Parker? Was that the best pass of the game? He probably had.
Yeah, that should have been caught.
Fair enough, but was that the most, like, throw or longest completion?
Yeah, it would have been longest completion if he hit it.
I mean, that would have been a decent play. Yeah. I did see that one play.
Giving him one play? That's more than I thought you would do, Magic.
It would have been decent. But I think the wide receiver was like, fuck this. I don't even want to catch this shit. I don't think they like him.
I'd like to
know what morale's like around him.
People are saying it's not
Mac's fault. Maybe it isn't. Maybe it is. I think it's all his fault.
I think it's everyone's
fault.
The team's not good, man.
It's just not a good football
team. Not a good football team. You can say what you want about Mac Jones. Yes, I agree.
He's got nothing about him. He's got no swag, no nothing.
No leadership.
Like, nothing.
None.
He looks like a fucking.
It's not a guy you want to kill yourself for. Jabril Peppers. Oh my God, he was the one guy.
He played.
Well, I mean, on the defensive side, he fucking nailed Devontae Adams, caused that pick.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. Dude who picked it, Tavai. He had a great game too.
Yeah.
He looked good.
That's what I mean. I think their defense, even JC Jackson was pretty good in spots. Jonathan Jones got burned a couple times, but their defense, I don't have any complaints about the defense.
That was the Raiders' first game scoring over 20 this season. So it just is funny that happened against us.
Pat's offense hasn't hit 21 points all season.
Either way.
It was
Oakland's
first year. You were saying six in 3 weeks. You're talking about 21, buddy. We got a touchdown, and I went nuts.
Yeah, it
went
crazy. Even the game they beat fucking the Jets, they had some guy named Farrell Brown catch a 60-yard ball. It's like, what are we doing?
And where'd he go?
Guy's a house.
The guy is a house.
He's a beast. Both undefeated teams, San Fran went down to Cleveland, and Philly went down to the Jets. I might be a Jets fan this year.
I'm liking them. That's a team you can ride with. They got a great story. That's a fucking wet bag of fucking shit behind the as a quarterback, and he's playing up.
Yeah.
He's getting gangster. He fucks moms.
It just seems like
fucking pizzazz.
It just seems like he
couldn't fuck anyone. He couldn't fuck anyone.
No.
He reminds me of Taylor Swift. Like, he's a bum.
You got Taylor Swift stuck in your mind, huh?
I just love that. Yeah. I liked some of the hate we were getting last week for talking about her.
I mean, you knew you were going to get hate. That's just the Swifties.
Fuck.
It's coming in.
Yeah, they attack.
Her
they
and
attack
Max, same thing. Embarrassing. Except she's got talent.
No, but like Zach Wilson grabs his balls and has been playing good enough football to where he's not causing turnovers. I have actually liked watching Jets football, which is very sad. Like? They've just played a very hard schedule, and they went 3-3. By the way, Aaron Rodgers was playing catch.
Oh yeah,
outside.
Yeah, that guy's coming back.
He might.
They're feeding him like horse tranquilizers.
No, it's a giant win for the natural fucking habit people, all that shit.
What is it, week 7?
He's doing it.
Is it week 7?
Yeah.
So week 14, back? Probably.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah,
I mean, if Zach can get him into play, I don't, yeah.
Well, they just went 3-3.
Wait out as long as you can, but I think he should play if they make the playoffs.
If they make the playoffs, you gotta go.
And it would be hysterical if they make the playoffs and he plays and just goes back down.
Oh, no.
I'd have trouble not laughing.
I laughed when we got her.
That would be just because I love seeing Jets fans die. Because they know how to take a death. Death feels like. They've been there.
I don't think I want to see him go down, but it'd be sick if they made the playoff spot through all that.
He blows it.
And yeah, they just got fucking pummeled.
Yeah, that would be just as good. I could accept that.
Yeah,
too.
Like if they played the Chiefs or something.
Maybe we should have played Zach.
Fuck massacre. Yeah.
The Tampa went down in the cream schools.
That's okay. That's the tough one. I mean, I think most of that division went down yesterday.
Detroit's 5-1. Detroit's a good team.
Detroit's in that division?
No, Detroit beat Tampa. Yep.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's
my
a good
hot
team.
Take
good
of
team.
The Houston Texans making the playoffs. Not out of the question.
It's looking good.
Not out of the question.
No, see, I think it's a clear cut. I don't care how touchdowns, interceptions. CJ Stroud is the best rookie quarterback. I think he's fucking nasty.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's and also said he'd win offensive rookie.
Yeah. He sits back. He you can tell he can move around. Bryce Young is good, but he's got no one around him. Neither does he really, though. You know what I mean?
Both of those teams, Texans, suck.
They
both
suck.
And not just because, they're rookie quarterbacks.
No, their one receiver is, fucking Rob Woods, who was, the fourth last year on the fucking Rams.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Ravens looking good.
Ravens, they won a big one against the Titans. Zay Flowers with a tutty.
Yeah.
Good to see.
Like that.
They were talking a bunch. Actually, I was a big fan of that commentating crew. It was Kurt Warner, Rich Eisen doing the morning game, and they were just saying because they have all these production meetings with all these different players, and they're like, this kid Zay Flowers seems like the night, like if you punch him in the face you laugh type of kid, like nicest kid around. I'm like, yeah, that's right, that's a, that's a boy.
We could have drafted him.
We could have told him that too. We could have been like, nicest kid ever.
Could we have drafted him, or was he gone?
Could have drafted him.
We could have. Oh,
he might have been gone. No, I think they could have.
I think we could have.
I think they could have. And so they got a fucking no, they got a good cornerback.
I'm glad Zay didn't end up here. Yeah. No, Zay couldn't have saved this.
Gonzalez looks like the real deal.
No, so honestly, he went to the perfect spot.
Yeah,
he went to a really good spot because
Zay, you deserve better than fucking with this shit heap of a football team.
Oh yeah, we wish he came to this fucking shitstorm of a team. Come on, man.
He's got way too much swag to be catching balls from fucking no balls.
Good fucking to see
Jones. Whack Jones.
We're recording on a Monday today, so you know, week seven's coming in hot, but like still pretty fresh in our minds. I'm going to go down the list here, a couple games. Let's see here. Got scores. Yeah, a lot going on. We have no London game this week. Yeah, I think it goes to Germany the week after.
Yeah.
Bills are 8.5-point favorites to start out the shoot in New England on Sunday. I mean, I know they've had you know, tough games offensively, past couple of games, but come on now. Like, we're 8.5 points. Patriots scored 21 points.
It's a little bit. Bills. That's pretty tight. A little way too tight.
Bills.
It's at Buffalo?
No, it's in New England. Ugh. Bills by at least 14.
Yeah, easily. Bills handedly.
I don't even think we need to talk about too much of that.
No, like, we don't.
Nothing.
You couldn't pay me to go to that game. You could not pay me to go to that game.
That was the only Patriots game I'm going to this year, unless it's like free.
Yeah.
I'll tailgate.
Yeah, I would like it to get that bad. I would like to go catch a fucking $50 game.
What else is here?
It won't even get to 50. That's a sad thing.
It won't go down that far.
I don't know how. How won't it? Like, who's still showing up to that fucking shit if they go, like, if they're 1 in 10?
I couldn't tell you.
Like, I don't know. 1 in 10 to sit your freezing ass in the cold? You better be giving me free tickets.
Exactly.
Because I'm getting raped at the concessions anyway.
Hey, concessions. I went to the Bruins the other night. Oh, those chicken fingers, man, they were ready.
Chicken fingers at the Garden are fucking great.
Oh, they're
great.
Fucking wonderful. Oh, I'll get to my little concession there when we get to the Bruins. Okay. My lock of the week this week, easily Vegas on the road against the Bears. They have Justin Fields is going to be out. That team without Justin Fields is absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
I got Raiders on the road by 3 easily.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
I got Bills. That's my lock.
Yeah, Bills lock. All right.
Lions is dogs, baby.
Lions is dogs against
Lions
Baltimore?
Lions is dogs.
Okay, that's a good pick.
Let's go. Bring it.
What else we got here? Just you know, off the rip.
Dolphins Eagles should be a good one.
Yeah, that's a coin flip though. Who the hell knows who's gonna win that?
Oh yeah,
It's not my pick, but I would like the Dolphins there on the road. I think they could take it.
Are the Jets on a bye?
Jets are on a bye.
Good.
Niners Vikings. That could be a close one. 7-point spread though. Thursday night this week is gonna be a tough one. It's Saints hosting the Jaguars.
Well, give me the Jags.
Give me the Jags.
I like the Jags these days.
Yeah. That's the defense. The Saints defense is pretty good. But overall, you know, like, not the best week of football. Like, Washington versus the Giants. Like, I'm all set with that game. Steelers-Rams. Steelers been playing better ball. Good to see. Cardinals have kind of taken a stage dive, but I can't sleep on Dobbs. 8-point spread.
I gotta cover.
Yeah, 8-point. That's my dog. 8-point. Seahawks actually have a good year. It's 3-2. They're battling. Good to see. You know,
that's for the football. Broncos, man.
Yeah, Sonny going around. Yeah, that. Puke. He's got a worse record than Nathaniel Hackett.
Yeah.
That guy's on the hot seat already. Yeah.
And I mean, no 70 points, you know?
Yeah.
Hackett never let up 70.
Dude, that was nuts that day. I was like, wait, there was 70 points in a fucking football game? Like an NFL game?
Yeah,
NFL
game. That wasn't fucking.
College is a little different, yeah.
Who do you guys like tonight in that Chargers?
Right now,
who's playing?
It's Dallas.
Cowboys.
Chargers.
The boys.
I like Dallas.
What's the score?
10-7. So Dallas took the lead at half. Good to see there. Let's hop into the, I guess you could say, hottest team in Boston, because that's not really saying much. The Bruins, 2-0, started out the other night against Chicago. I got to see it firsthand. It was great. The 100th anniversary of the team, so they had all the boys there. They had Bobby Orr, Ray Bourque, you name it. Tim Thomas made it. Guy
yeah, when
like,
you get him
nice.
Out of the bunker, it's like, that's intense.
Oh, yeah, like Bergeron, like,
he came above ground.
But the team, like, right away, they can go far this year. You have that good of goaltending. You have that good defensive, you know, pair of six. You're gonna make some waves. You know, they had Ullmark play that night, and he played pretty well. And then Swayman played the other night against Nashville, a better team than Chicago, and he lit it up. He was unbelievable.
Yeah.
He stole that game for them.
No, he was fantastic.
Yeah, and then I like the additions. I think Shattenkirk, if he's your sixth defenseman, I think that's pretty damn good. He's a very solid, like, 35-year-old veteran type of guy.
Oh, yeah, big boy.
JVR had a bit of a tough first game, second game coming back. You know, it's such a small sample size too, dogging on these guys over one hockey game. But he had two goals the second game. The only guy I really had a problem with is Charlie Coyle. He kind of was just like an absolute no-show both games.
Well, pretty sure in practice they're trying Poitras already at second line.
Yeah, I don't even know how to say his last name. He's like Petri. Poitras, it's like a Petri dish. Yeah, some shit.
Poitras. They go back and forth on it in the broadcast. They don't get it right all the time. So which one it is?
In case you don't know, he's the second, third center on the Bruins this year. He's a 19-year-old second round pick from last year. Absolutely balled in the preseason, made the team. But he was a good showing the other night. Pastrnak, two goals, looking like a stud. Marjan wearing the captain's jersey for the first time. I'm excited for Bruins hockey, man, because I've never seen a football season end in October around here. So I guess everything comes back to the Patriots, which is unfortunate around here. But like, it's good. It was good to see them start out the right way.
Yeah. Pasta's penalty shot goal was absolutely disrespectful. That was one of the meanest things.
I hope he said sorry to the goaltender.
Yeah, that was amazing. It's a good goalie
too. I think what's his name? Zaros. He's good. They took it to him that one. I like Pavel Zacha's game. He's going to be a top two center.
Van Riemsdyk goal.
Yeah, Van Riemsdyk out of the game. Love that. Milan Lucic had a quick dish the first game. I don't know how long that's going to last for this guy, but he dished it over. He looks like a rugby player out there. He doesn't really put his stick on the ice. I kept screaming when I was there. I was like, "Put your stick on the ice!"
And yeah, he didn't skate well. Fucking back in the day, either. And it's ugly.
But I mean, if you think of the ceiling for this team, you get in the playoffs. Like you see with the Panthers last year, they had a good goaltender, good hot. They have two chances to get one goalie hot. The Bruins do. And when your defense, it's just going to be getting the puck in the net. And if you have Pastrnak to start the ways, you just got to get secondary scoring. This team's lacked secondary scoring up until the last 2 years, and I think they're kind of back there with no Krejci and no Bergeron. A couple guys leave, and I think they'll eventually find their way, but that they're going to be passing 88.
One thing I like a lot with that, though, is like the past couple years, it was people who can't score. These kids might be able to score.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, this is like we're watching the future. Like, there's something like, I don't know. Like, maybe they don't, maybe they do. Like, they made a fucking team of just like grinders. Like, literally, there wasn't another guy on the team.
Like, Pavel Zacha scored 20 plus goals last year. Like, no one saw that coming.
No, exactly.
Yeah. I like Johnny Beecher on fourth line. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to be one of their tough guys. I think he's played in the minor leagues a couple of years. Good player.
Team USA guy.
Yeah, Team USA. I love that. What's his name? Frederick had a nice tip in the other night too. He's building off the year. When you see him on TV, you think he's like a 5'9 guy. The guy's like 6'4. Guy's an absolute house.
Yeah, and he's getting to like, he's switching from like the young kid they had fight everybody. He's getting kind of good at hockey.
Yeah, he kind of has the.
he's getting there.
I guess he doesn't have Lucic's game, but that's kind of where Lucic started too, where he was just the everyday fighter, and now he became like a hockey player, which I still don't really agree. I think Lucic sucks, and I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
30-goal score.
Yeah.
Which
is absolutely fucked. He must have just been planted in front of the net every fucking time. Like, that's crazy.
That's how you win cops.
That's how you make money.
Yeah.
Oh, Mats.
Somehow get on a line with Connor McDavid.
Yeah. Speaking of money, we got supposed to be the best team in Boston starting next week. I think it's next Wednesday night. They'll open up at New York against the Knicks. Preseason, I mean, going well as much as it can. I don't really – it's kind of like a football preseason. I'll watch when the boys are in. We'll take them out. I'm not really going to watch it.
Catch some highlights or something. Yeah. Like, I'm not
– But, like, they're like – You think about the starting lineup, it really doesn't matter who's playing. They're going to have a nucleus of 6-7 guys. I think the big takeaway I got from at least the first couple weeks of camp, they saw what they had in Peyton Pritchard. They gave him a 4-year extension, $30 million, when he said last year that he wanted to get traded to get more playing time. Drew Holiday called him today a walking bucket.
Yeah.
So I think that's a big deal. Obviously, Drew Holiday is going to make a hell of a presence for this team. It depends. It's going to come down to, again, how far can the Jays take you?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think they have better pieces this year other than just like the obvious Tatum and
Yeah, like Brown. And I said on last
if Porzingis plays.
Last time we talked about the Celtics, like if you're worried about like, oh no, Rob Williams isn't here, they're kind of, you know, short on big guys. It's a long season, man. There's a lot of good big men on fucking terrible teams that will get dealt at the deadline. So be patient. Brad Stevens already like being acknowledged as one of the best GMs in the game.
Fucking ruthless.
Yeah, still kind of, I'm still like not, I don't know where to go with, you know, Joe Mazzulla coaching. I still don't know where that's headed yet. I hope he has a better year because he definitely.
Yeah, hey, that was year one.
It was a tough spot. Yeah. It was a tough spot.
Thrown into the fire. Now he had an off season.
Yeah.
He can, I think, see what happens.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, and then Udoka too. Udoka had so much coaching experience and he came in like a bat out of hell.
Yeah.
Led them to the final. So that's a tough follow.
Where's he at these days? He just done?
Rockets.
Yeah,
he head coach of the Rockets. Whoa. So
that's like this will be his first year.
Their first year, yeah. No, they'll be. They got Fred VanVleet. They'll still be like not that good a team, but he'll get them going. Derek White, no hair. Thoughts?
Bad.
Yeah, I think he needs a hair.
Sorry, back. Yeah, it was so funny. The hairline. I get it. I get where he was at.
Yeah,
because the hairline was it's a tough scene.
They had D'Angelo Russell like talking the other day about like how much he wants to like play his game off Derek White's game. And I'm just kind of like, well, how about we just keep it in our pants, pal? You guys are in the same league. Like, guy used to average like 20 points a game. Like,
yeah, come on,
play
man.
Play your own game.
Yeah.
Don't steal his.
Be yourself.
Don't steal his. I like that. I think Celtics all the way.
Yeah.
Championship.
It's there.
It's there for the taking.
They're another championship or bust team.
You want to go take it? Go take it.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, I don't think there's any chance, barring like something crazy, injuries and whatnot, like we're beneath two or three.
I'm not afraid of the Milwaukee Bucks. I am not afraid of them. The Celtics could fucking...
Not afraid, but still got to be wary.
Get that take ready when it comes down to it in the end.
Yeah,
clip the that.
Celtics, I can see you changing your mind.
No, the Celtics could take them to
dinner. It's fucking early.
We'll take them the fucking the cleaners, take them out to dinner, and then leave the check for them.
I can't. What I can't wait is when we get to like May and you trick yourself into thinking the 76ers could beat us again.
I don't know if he will this year, but he'll be scared. Someone will scare him by playoff time. I know
Joe,
that.
Joe was going off last year. I just thought he could kind of carry, but we got another answer of that. I was wrong.
Loser.
Yeah.
It's tough to tell where they're gonna go. I don't know.
No, but the East is
they have all the potential to win a championship, but that's nothing new. I don't feel better or worse about them. Like it's all gonna come down to the same usual shit. Injuries, yeah, all that kind of stuff.
East is a three team, you know.
But I do think I don't think the Bucks are nothing to be not afraid of.
Yeah, I just don't think I don't I like
Giannis is always like, scary, and we don't even Dame could.
I like
Dame is clutch though. Whatever Dame's you want to give him though, like Dame will hit a fucking
yeah. I like
big Dame's game. More clutch.
I like him as an offensive.
Yeah,
I like him as an offensive player, but I think they have a lot of if Giannis isn't around, whoever's got the ball, they could have tough times defensively. The guy tried going off whoever was on Countdown or whatever. Oh yeah, they still have Brook Lopez, like one of the best defenders in the league. I'm like, guy's like fucking 40, dude. How about you take a break on that?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Our guy's 40.
Yeah, but our guy fucks.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he fucks hard.
He fucks?
Oh, he fucks. He definitely fucks.
I'd like to see him win a championship and then I'll say he fucks.
Okay.
Has he won one?
No. That was
that was
a big deal. Brooks won the finals.
Brooks won a shit.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Brooke Fox.
Giannis won a ship, but
yeah. Sure. Yeah, Giannis won the ship.
I'm always going to, until these guys prove that they can, until this city proves that it can win a fucking championship again, I'm going to hate on it.
You don't see Red Sox, you say Boston. That's David Ortiz, right?
Yeah, I have no idea.
No.
He's gone. He's long gone.
Long gone. He was
speaking of which, I'm pretty sure it's the anniversary of Aaron Boone hitting that home run today.
Oh, wow.
Just want to and throw that in there for you listeners.
And they had Derek Jeter talking today about how Texas is up 2-0. He said only one team has come back from 3-0. And I laughed because he knew exactly who it was. Yeah, it was him.
He knows who he's talking about.
Texas is hot, huh? Yeah. Texas is hot, dude.
Texas is red hot.
Leading on to the baseball playoffs. It's been pretty sick so far. Texas has taken every team by storm, took the Rays out. Orioles took them out for a cup of coffee.
They haven't lost.
They've only had one home game. They swept the first two.
One home game.
Yeah. They've had one home game. Nuts. Now they go back.
Yeah, they're on fire.
So they They didn't have a home game against the Rays. The third game against Baltimore when they swept them, they got home. And now they just had two on the road against Houston, and now they're going home. But
what the fuck's the story with them? Who they got?
they have the best 1-9 in baseball.
Any big names that I would know as someone who hasn't paid attention?
Not really.
The best one through nine, and they got no big names that I would know.
Garcia is pretty good. There's a guy George Jung. They're all like random guys.
They really are randos.
But they all like made the All-Star game, which is weird. People still don't know them, but they've been pretty fucking bad.
Marcus Semien, you might know.
Corey Seager. He's their best player, shortstop.
Great player.
He's had a hell of a series. Yeah, Nate the Great, Evaldi, just threw another gem, former Red Sox, former New York Yankee, too, former like everything for the most part.
Yeah, he's been out
And then Montgomery's probably been their hottest pitcher. He threw game one, just keeps the ball low, changeups, goes deep in the games. And now, they have game three, and this guy, you got Max Scherzer coming back off the DL.
Scherzer's on the Rangers.
He's pitching game three, and they're up 2-0.
Yeah, that's done.
That's all done.
World Series coming.
All done.
World Series coming. I hope it's them versus the Phillies.
The Phillies, I've been really growing on the whole Bryce Harper train. I think it's good for baseball.
I'm pro like the NL. Those are two teams. Like, I watched them beat the Dodgers, and I still double-taked when I went on my phone today and saw the Diamondbacks are in the NL.
Yeah, Corbin Carroll just found out about him. Yeah. Just found out about him. I don't know any starting pitcher for the Diamondbacks.
Zach Gallen, who I think got shelled so far.
But I know the Phillies way. I mean, Castellanos had two homers in the clinching game. They didn't get Rhys Hoskins back, but Schwarber. I don't like Philadelphia, but that's a good team to root for.
Yeah, and I feel like the Phillies don't fit like the Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Kind of.
Yeah. They're
not like the Eagles, but they're pretty fucking bad.
They fit Philly sports is Philly sports. Yeah, nothing changes. Or what do you mean?
I think 76ers fans and Eagles fans are like much worse than if you're talking to them about baseball.
But is that only because we play them? Like, we don't really play the Phillies?
Yeah, that could be it.
I think that might be it. And
the Eagles have definitely
Super Bowl. The Eagles
have left a sour taste.
Everything.
The Eagles we probably hate the most. The Sixers.
The Sixers are funny. They're laughable.
Yeah, they're like the Jets.
The Phillies have always been pretty decent. They're probably definitely Philadelphia's best team.
I just don't know who stops Texas. I think they're just too deep. They play great defense.
You gotta take it to, like, I have been at war with the Astros for like nearing half a decade now. You have to kill them.
and that's the thing we say, like, oh, it's a sweep. Oh, it's over. Like, this team's been to the ALCS 5 years in a row. Like, they're not going to go easy.
Like, you have Scherzer tomorrow. You cannot be like, oh, we have Scherzer tomorrow. Like, you need to go out and win with Scherzer tomorrow.
Yordan Alvarez is the best hitter in baseball. Hit two balls today that still haven't landed yet. And he lost. Yeah.
Aaron Judge was like third in the fucking league in home runs. He played like a half the season.
Well, that too.
Fuck out of my face.
Evaldi threw a fastball like right down the pipe first pitch, and the ball went so far. And he said when he got up to the plate, they're like, oh, yeah, he's a career off Nate Evaldi, 8-for-11 with 5 home runs. First pitch, just fucking see ya.
Damn.
Some guys get you. Didn't kill you.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to hit someone. Or just don't pitch to them.
Gary Sanchez and David Price. Like, sometimes you just like, guy owns you.
Yeah.
Devers, Garrett Cole. For you other, the other side.
Yeah, Garrett Cole's smoked.
Has it been shocking like the Braves and the Dodgers went down? Is that like,
yeah, that's the most shocking. Right? I would definitely say the D-backs sweeping the Dodgers.
Yeah, like the fucking the most. Diamondbacks from the NLCS.
They swept
the
Dodgers.
How'd they do it?
Not even like from hot take people. Not one person had the Arizona Diamondbacks in the NLCS.
No, they play Milwaukee first round. Milwaukee's a good team too.
Oh yeah, I'm saying like the beginning of the year. Yeah.
Not one. Yeah. And on the other side there, I think the Phillies got a good draw because if anyone was going to take down the Braves, it was going to be the team in their own division, and the Phillies took it right to them. I think it was 3-1, especially when that Albies guy was talking shit about Harper, and then Harper just, you know, hit a couple yah-yahs in his face.
Yeah. It wasn't Ozzy Albies. It wasn't.
It was Ozzy Albies.
I thought it was someone else.
The second baseman, yeah. But that team's way too good to go home that early.
Yeah.
That's tough. If you're a Braves fan, you're kicking yourself
because
another chance to win a series.
Piss off the best fucking player. Like, you know what I
mean? Yeah. And the whole, like, oh, that should have never got out. I guess he wasn't trying to share it with the public, but someone got it from the, like, from them and, like, exploited them. Like, if you're going to say something, dude, it's going to get out there.
The stare downs.
Play for the Atlanta Braves. Yeah.
Yeah. Love the stare downs. Bryce Harper to the moon and then just stared him down.
I don't know how you don't root for him unless you're like a New Yorker or something like that, but,
I'm pro Bryce Harper.
I'm pro Bryce Harper all day.
Fuck Brian Cashman. That's why I don't like Bryce Harper.
I got no problem with Bryce.
Playing first base now, too. Whole different dynamic.
Yeah.
So you got Texas winning?
Yeah, Texas winning, no doubt. I don't even think it's going to be close. I think if they get to the ship against Philly or whoever, I think it'll be in like five. That team is tough to beat.
Yeah, I don't know. When a team like the friggin' Diamondbacks or something, when they get that far, you got to be wary.
Yeah.
You got to be wary.
But that's also like a Colorado Rockies in 07. Like, they'll get to the series and be like, oh, shit, I can't believe they're here. Or like the Rays, and then they'll lose in four.
Maybe.
What's the score right now for that?
They were losing. The Phillies were up 5-2, I think. Yeah, 5-2 still. Couple homers from the boys.
Well, I think the Phillies had Zach Wheeler tonight, and that guy fucking deals.
Yeah, he's there. And Aaron Nola, though, they got some good pitchers.
Yeah.
Couple homers. Who's got a homer tonight? I can't see it.
Bryce went deep, I think.
Got Schwarber, Harper, and Castellanos.
That's a great team to be at. Yeah, those are the boys.
Oh, wow.
Came Philly, to fucking Texas, play. I think it could be close. I don't know. What am I talking about? I couldn't even name you guys.
You're just worried about the hot dogs on the stands. Sure,
yeah. I don't know. I'd love to see Philly win. If it came down to them, I would like to see Philly win that World Series.
Okay. But they're just lovable losers and won't.
Yeah. I'd like it to be interesting. I'd like to win in a cool fashion, like a game seven, something crazy.
Yeah,
like make it wild. I don't want it. I definitely don't want a four-game sweep. Or
yeah, playoff baseball usually gets wild. So
I need something wild.
And especially when you got, like, at least for the Phillies, like, because those guys mash. Like, they'll give you, like, you'll just be watching out of nowhere, and then, like, Bryce Harper will hit one to the moon.
Yeah, they got some homers, guys. Yeah, guys hit some nukes.
Good. Speaking of nukes,
wow. 2 p.m. this Saturday, probably one of the best co-main event. Is it Abu Dhabi?
I believe.
Yeah, Kamaru Usman's taking the spot. Who's he taking the spot of?
Paulo Costa,
which is going to make the fight way better against Khamzat. And he's, you know, been unbelievable since he's gone to the UFC. He's a 360 favorite against Usman, who, you know, just took this fight last week.
Yeah. No, it's wild that, like, this card was going to be like an all-time sick card, and it completely switched in the past 2 weeks, and it's like better.
It's better.
who was supposed to be fighting that headline fight? Is that changed too?
Yeah.
That was supposed to be like against Oliveira.
Oliveira got hurt.
Who took his spot?
Volkanovski, who's pound for pound one of the best fighters, top five. Oh, yeah. So they should be good. He lost first time around against Islam, but it'll
be very close fight, though.
But
very
like close both fight. These fights, like Usman's a +285 dog, Volkan's a +270. I don't know if either one of them will win, but I think that's good plus money to like throw $20 on.
100%, because most of like the level, the like height of those pluses is the time.
Yeah,
like both of those guys were not in this fight 2 weeks ago.
No.
And they're both fighting very fucking good. Like, Makhachev might be pound for pound, like, number one right now.
Well, and you know what? You look at
what's his name's cousin?
He's in that family. Khabib.
Are they both? It's Chimaev, too?
He's, like, from that area, but, like, no. I don't think that they're related.
A little bit of a fight away. Yeah.
The Islam guy he's Dagestan, right?
Yeah. He's up there. He's fighting bears with Khabib.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Hanging with Hezbollah.
Literally, yes. Boys, literally, yes.
They hang. I don't know.
But I think on the other end, you look at these guys just taking the fight a week ago. Khamzat and Islam were preparing to fight other guys, and now they have to completely, you know, switch their tune.
Oh yeah, so that's another thing. A dude, yeah. Like, he's gonna come at you completely differently than he came at you in one. Like, Makhachev can't be there. Like, I fought this guy before, because in all three Max Holloway fights, Volkanovski fought Max Holloway like completely differently.
Volkanovski's just such like a son of a bitch. Like, he fucking,
he's a little rugby motherfucker.
He does not keep off. Yeah, yeah, no, he, rugby guy. He could play for the Free Jacks.
That'd be sick.
I'd pay him. So is Khabib's brother fighting in the main card? I think Syed, is that his name?
Yeah, Syed. Yeah. Maybe.
So these are going to be a lot of overseas guys because it's in Abu Dhabi. After that, the top two, don't really see a lot of... I mean, Johnny Walker is an absolute sieve. I don't really care about that fight. I think Magomed... And Kalev,
he's a beast.
He's a beast.
Him and Jan, Jan Blachowicz, I think it ended up being a draw, but he came pretty much like should have got the win to become light heavyweight champion.
Yeah, most of these Russian guys are fucking scary.
Oh, yeah.
Like, getting the job done.
But no, the fight should be unreal. I think it's hard to go against either of the two favorites just because of the time frame. Because, all four are just, bona fide fucking badasses.
But, we're talking about 2-3 years ago, and Kamaru Usman was up for the greatest UFC fighter maybe of all time.
Just takes one kick.
Yeah. Leon Edwards.
Yeah.
Leon.
One kick.
Good to see you.
Has he lost again since that one?
Yeah, he lost to Leon Edwards.
And that wasn't just,
the
kick of the century. Leon Edwards won.
So, yeah, that'd be interesting to see if he comes back, because Khamzat fought Gilbert Burns, and Gilbert Burns gave him a run for his money.
Yeah, it was a slugfest.
And Kamaru Usman beat Gilbert Burns, I believe.
Yeah.
So, you got a lot of wins, losses, plus 285.
No, it should be fucking awesome.
I think Kamaru Usman has a better chance to win than Volkan does against Islam. I think that's fair to say?
They're both really close. Yeah. Like, I think personally, it's two fucking sick fights.
Are they going to be on the ground type fights or
like standard? Those are four of the best in the game.
A little bit of everything.
Of those could be anything.
A little bit of everything.
Gotcha.
That's what I think is so interesting about it. There's no you're not getting Bo Nickel or someone who's just a pure, wrestler or something grappler, like that. Yeah. That'd be sick if we saw Bo Nickel soon, though. That guy's a beast.
Guy was a beast.
That they were talking, if it wasn't Usman, it could have been Bo Nickel. That would have been nuts.
Yeah.
Bo Nickel fought Khamzat. Because Bo Nickel is he's one of those guys, not heavily invested in, beating the shit out of someone. Just trying to get a tap. He's just trying to get a tap.
Yeah.
And when you break it down to that kind of science in the UFC and wins and losses, could win a lot of fights.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
Well, good to see. I think we have you got some? No, full slate. I see any good movies? Any chicken fingers around?
I was going to say.
Any pussy?
I was going to say the Logan Paul Dylan Danis fight was garbage, but movie? No.
I got you on Reptile, right? Did we talk about Reptile?
Reptile was phenomenal. That was a great call on that one.
Still haven't seen.
It's not about a Reptile.
No.
It's not about a Reptile.
The movie title makes no sense for the movie.
I don't even... I was trying to understand. I'm like, dude, are they just reptiles within... Is it a figure of speech? They're just reptiles within the town together, but then that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
One guy was all right, I can't really think of Reptile. We're good.
Phenomenal movie, though. I think you'd love it still. It was really good. Anyone watching would love that movie.
Ending
was nuts.
Yeah.
Left nothing to be desired.
The Mexican Brad Pitt, what's his name?
Benicio del Toro. Stud.
I have been watching the Pete Davidson show, Bupkis.
Bupkis.
Kind of good. I'm not a huge Pete Davidson guy, but when he puts up, I liked his movie he had, and this show's pretty fucking good too. I might be a Pete Davidson guy.
You might be a Pete Davidson guy. Go figure.
Maybe I get why the girls like him now.
He's got me. I tune into the morning show on Apple TV. Not bad. Jennifer Aniston could still get it.
Well, yeah.
Always. She can always get it next. That's a no-brainer.
For now, until the end of time. Yeah. Yeah.
Of course.
But no one thinks anything of the Logan Dylan Danis thing. We're not going to get airtime on that.
I don't give a shit.
Didn't see one second.
No, you didn't see the highlights?
I saw the end.
The Twitter shit?
No.
I think I saw more of the
Twitter, the video. Yeah, when the...
I saw security the video, but rushed security in. Rushed in because he put him in like a, he tried to put him in like a,
it was
fucking
a loss.
UFC
for, it's a loss for both those people, both guys. Yeah, yeah. It was embarrassing. I didn't, the prime stuff is pretty good, I will say.
Tommy Fury made some money. Fuck KSI, right?
Like, yeah, they're all making money. They're all doing it for the money.
How'd that one go?
Fury won.
Fury won, but it was like close. KSI said he won, and then they later said it was a unanimous decision. Like those fights are just the fucking
they're all getting circus. They're getting a little old now.
It's a circus.
No, yeah, like yeah, I think someone hit me, and now it might have been you. You were like, you watching the fights tonight, and I was legit like, no. I have no intention.
The only thing, I was entertained when Jake fought fucking Nate Diaz. That was good. For some reason, that was somewhat good.
Well, because I think.
Jake
Paul brings a draw fighting ex-famous UFC guys. Yeah. I think that's the whole spiel.
Yeah, I mean, Dylan Danis is really nothing impressive about it. He was a joke.
Yeah, that was a joke.
He legit looked like he probably would not beat rough and rowdy guys the way he was fighting.
I take Lights Out Lang all day.
Yeah. I think Lights Out Lang should honestly try and call him out, but I don't think the Danis guy will settle for anything that's not like a gigantic amount.
Yeah, no, you gotta aim towards the guys. Yeah.
He's only going in there for that cash.
Oh, yeah.
But Bobby would take him to the brink.
Damn right he would. Damn right he would.
We still need Bobby to fight one of the Pauls. That's still got to be the goal.
Just trying to go 1-0.
Maybe go Logan. Maybe Jake's out of reach. Maybe go for Logan because he still really can't win.
I think they all kind of suck.
Yeah.
Fair. Fair. I want to give a big shout out to our sponsors, Slight Edge Fitness and Performance, Craig Kelly, Winter. Get off the couch.
Get out and about.
Get out and about. Saturday classes. I think team working sessions. I think Anton said he might get in there.
No chance. No he chance. Said that?
Nah. Just trying to stir the pot.
Shout out.
He was supposed to join that fucking like 2 years ago.
Yeah. I think
we all were. Shout out James Nass.
Yeah, he did.
Chicago Marathon?
Yeah, he was good. He did fine.
What's his next one?
PR. London.
He hasn't done London, right?
No. I don't think so.
London, England.
London will be cool for him.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Shout out James Nass.
He said.
Shout out Brian Nass.
He said he wanted. He said he wanted $500 to come.
It's getting cold around here. I'm trying to give. I got to make sure I give my shout out so I can get an invite to one of their lovely abodes.
I mean, you can just show up. I'm sure they'll be glad to have you there. I mean, I'm in the Tampa this week. Want to give a big shout out to my guy Tommy Fitz.
Yeah.
Getting married.
He's heading to fucking
big man.
Title town. City of the champs.
Yep. Tampa. Clearwater. Whatever you want to call it. Want me to give you the address?
Shout out intern Andrew.
Yeah, intern Andrew. I might see you there. We'll see what happens.
I might fly down. It's not out of the realm.
Want to get more political? How about the big shit out law offices of Patrick J. Foley? Put on his show for Tom Coke tonight. Read and weave. You know. Great to hear.
Yeah. Join the party.
Just a great thing what they're doing for the city. Tom Coke, 2023. The chances in your hands.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
What's it from Head of State? It's your last chance.
Yes.
You remember,
what a picture.
Remember that movie? What a movie. What a
picture.
Is that Chris Rock?
Chris Rock running for president.
That is a phenomenal. Yeah, what a
throwback.
Before I ended, I watched the other day. I haven't seen it forever. The Ringer with Johnny Knoxville.
Great movie.
That would not be allowed now. Like that.
That one was barely allowed. That's not even close to that.
I watched Hardball last week. Still hits.
Oh yeah, still
Hardball.
Oh, yeah.
People question when I say that's my favorite movie. It is. Keanu Reeves puts on a fucking unbelievable performance as a degenerate.
His
G-Baby, obviously.
His speech in the church, I cry every time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because either the speech gets me most of the time, this time the actual shot got me.
Oh, wow. The actual shot?
The shot got
me. Oh, wow. That's never
the shot. It's been a while for me, and I was just like, I knew it was coming.
Oh, man.
Yeah, if you
have Kofi, I fucking love that movie. Ray.
What a picture.
Yo, Michael B. Jordan.
Jefferson Albert Tibbs.
Oh, wow.
I can go through all the names right
Diabetes.
Now. Miles. Big Papa. Fucking Duffy. Fucking Ticky.
Wow.
You probably couldn't name like your softball team.
Give me the lineup of Hardball.
You can give it to you. The Booas.
Oh, wow. What a motion picture that is, huh?
There's just something about watching Keanu be a degenerate. It's like electric.
Oh yeah, when they
watching him navigate the world of being having nothing.
Him and Dickie behind in the street, Dickie. Being like, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it.
It's the greatest scene.
Oh, the guy who plays Dickie is perfect Dickie for that role.
It's Dickie.
Is it? What is it?
Tiki. I'm out, Tiki. I'm out.
They grab me at the United Center.
He's like, I hate when people fuck with kids. They're like, sorry, you sold those tickets to last night's Bulls. He's like, when a guy needs crack, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, he was perfect. Yeah, I think he ended up playing Kenny Powers' brother, that guy. Like that actor.
Oh, you're right.
Which is like
that's
nuts,
where he's from.
Which is like makes total sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's also just this little low-key scene in there when Keanu has like he's got a little bit of he just coached the team, got a little money. He's paying everyone off, and he just gets a nice slice of pie and a soda. And he sits in his recliner that's just like busted. And I'm like, he's feeling good right now. That was a win for him. I was saying that slice of pizza always makes me want to get a fucking Pizza Maria pie.
Yeah, oh, nice pizza little pie.
Just one slice, though. Just that one slice, because you can't afford even two. You can't even afford the two slice special.
How about a Colombian coffee?
Guatemalan,
yeah. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, we'll have that lady on soon.
Yeah.
Quite a rump on her. Let's wrap it up.
All right. How about you wrap it up since you're talking about her rump?
I don't wrap it up. Let's wrap it up.
Episode 142. See you next week, folks. Dylan Nas in the books. Go Pats.